It's Wednesday, July 3rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Dow and Presbyterian Church, a major unregistered Chinese church, was banned in Suzhou, according to China Aid. The excuse given by the communists for closing this church and other churches is that the officials are in the process of, quote, cleaning up gang crime and eliminating evil, end quote. Christianity is a barrier to the Chinese Communist Party's rule, so they view it with hostility. The communist regime does not like anything they cannot directly control and feel threatened by the Christian community's view that God is their all-powerful leader. On Saturday night at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual gala dinner in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence told conservative Christian activists that President Trump is totally committed to the sanctity of human life. Listen to this soundbite.
But let me tell you from the bottom of my heart, I couldn't be more proud to serve as vice president to a president who stands without apology for the sanctity of human life.
President Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in American history. I mean, in one of the president's very first acts, he reinstated the Mexico City policy to make sure that taxpayer dollars wouldn't be used to promote or provide abortion overseas or around the world. And I was honored to cast the tie-breaking vote and to watch the president sign legislation that allowed states across the country to defund Planned Parenthood. And speaking of the nation's largest abortion provider, you know, we all remember back in 2015 when those chilling undercover videos were on the airwaves of the nation that showed horrific conversations about the sale and transfer of parts of aborted babies. So I want to be sure you know. Just a few weeks ago, President Donald Trump ended fetal tissue research at the National Institute.
An employee at IKEA, the furniture retailer, has been fired from his job after he refused to participate in a pro-homosexual event and posted Bible verses about homosexuality on social media, reports FaithWire.com. In a case that draws similarities with that of Australian rugby star Israel Folau, the Polish worker was dismissed after refusing to take down a series of Bible verses he had posted in response to a notice on the company's internal communication system that was promoting the sexually perverted event. Thomas Kay told a Polish national broadcaster, quote, "I was shaken up. I've been hired to sell furniture, but I'm a Catholic and these are not my values," end quote. Romans 1:24-25 says, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. A compassionate group of police officers has played an integral part in a funeral held for a baby who was found discarded on the side of the road, reports FaithWire.com. The premature infant, born at just 20 weeks and named Baby Monica, was found by a passerby in Brooklyn, New York, across the street from a park and a junior high school. Accompanied by an NYPD bagpipe player, a group of six officers acted as pallbearers to escort the infant casket into the church in Brooklyn's Sunset Park neighborhood on Saturday. Take a look at the picture in our link at our transcript today at theworldview.com. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." England's Soul Gender Clinic has seen a significant increase in girls seeking to quote-unquote transition to male, the highest proportion ever recorded, in addition to an increase in younger patient referrals, reports the Christian Post. Approximately three-quarters of the children seeking medical assistance to transition genders at the Tavistock Clinic in London were girls, according to reports. For women's rights activists who maintain that transgender ideology disproportionately harms women and girls, the latest data dovetails with their concerns. Venice Allen, a spokesperson for the UK group Standing for Women, said, quote, "Nobody is born in the wrong body, and no amount of hormones or surgery can change our sex. Young people are being misled by adults that they should be able to trust. teachers, doctors, politicians, and even their own parents who are enabling irreversible medical treatment to their healthy bodies, end quote. Logan Simmons, the teenage Chick-fil-A employee who jumped through a drive-through window in Georgia and rescued a choking child, has a heartbreaking backstory, reports FaithWire.com. Losing his father at just 8 years of age, the heroic youngster is now putting away the pennies to save for his first car. So, in a bid to help this hardworking kid on his way, Matt Klug, a student at the University of North Georgia, who lost his mother when he was 16 and his father when he was 17, presented Simmons with a check toward his first car on behalf of a children's charity, November Smiles. Listen to the presentation of that check.
Found out that you lost your dad when you were young, and so we realized we definitely had to do something for you just because of what you did, and also we know what you went through as a kid. We do know that you're trying to save up for a car.
Yes, sir.
So we have a donation towards your car fund to help you get that.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. You deserve it.
The core mission of November Smiles is to, quote, help children and teenagers realize that even through the toughest times in life, they have something to truly smile about, end quote. Well, I keep receiving encouraging emails. Holly, the Generation's accountant, emailed me to say that 7 additional checks were postmarked by June 30th. They totaled $2,593.03. Plus, an additional 7 Worldview listeners gave online in the last 24 hours. Our thanks to Joseph in Downington, Pennsylvania, who gave $15, Frank in Fontana, California, who gave $25, Vanessa in Bel Air Bluffs, Florida, and Calvin and Allison in Odessa, Minnesota, both of whom gave $100, and a donor who gave $101.03. We're also grateful to God for Curtis in Augusta, Georgia, who gave $105, John in Ada, Michigan, who gave $175, and Daniel in Mayflower, Arkansas, who pledged $15 monthly for a year for a total gift of $180. We appreciate the generosity of Eugene and Sharon in Pittsfield, New Hampshire, who gave $200, Travis and Alicia in Divine, Texas, who gave $212, Luke and Sharon in Coolidge, Arizona, who gave $240, Teresa in Canada, who pledged $20 monthly for a year for a total gift of $240, Brian and Audie in Bayport, Michigan, who pledged $25 monthly for a year for a total gift of $300, and Jean in Columbia, South Carolina, who gave $1,500. So, toward the $50,000 goal, we didn't just beat it by $2, as I thought yesterday. Drum roll, please. When we add in the 7 checks that were postmarked by June 30th, we actually reached $52,595.03. Then, toward the new fiscal year, Worldview listeners donated $1,240 on Monday and another $900 yesterday through 7 other gifts. $2,140 will help us get into the black now in terms of the Worldview budget. On behalf of the entire team, Kevin, Rebecca, and Emily Swanson, Kayla White, and Jonathan Clark, if you shared your resources with this ministry, thank you. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.